I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Heavenly Father, we ask that your Holy Spirit presence that is already with us will continue to remain with us.
Yes, Lord.
We ask that, Lord, you will speak to us. You will lead us in prayer. You will grant us victory tonight.
Yes, Lord.
We ask that everyone who is here shall go back with a testimony.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we have worshipped. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Oh, do it better, do it better, do it better, do it better. Hallelujah. Amen. Shall we be seated? Supernatural strength and health for the journey 2024. Supernatural strength and health for the journey in 2024. Amen. No matter how powerful your assignment in life is, without strength, it is useless. No matter how much money you have in life, without good health, you are as good as dead. It is useless. What is the essence of having a vision when you don't have the strength to carry it out? What is the essence of having money when you don't have ability to carry out or to spend the money? I pray for everyone here in the year 2024 that this year sickness will not cripple you down. This year sickness will not make nothing your visions and your dreams. No matter how sincere you are, With ill health, you can achieve little. And Faun said, they will trim up a year is if I. They would need a one day and Kosiaga. And Faun Sika, Yedijao, say, Yare come at two Pemoa. It's as though you are poor. There is money, but you can't spend it. There is money, but you can't do anything. There is food, but you can't even eat. There is money and you can't even enjoy. But I pray for 50 people here right now that in the year 2024, sickness will not overpower your body. I said sickness will not overpower your body. You will have power over sickness. Ubenya to me ewo yariyeso. Misubenya to me ewo unipediaso. Se dayesubia ewo wakume munya. Mibema wahondia udibema na bemo. Said Daya Sumbiara and Wawakume Munya Mibemo Pomudia would have carry it out. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Lift up your right hand and say, this year I shall not be sick. Oh, I know what it means to have a vision, to have a plan, and you are not well. I know what it is. I know what it is. Well, you want to get up and work, but your body is not allowing you. Where you even struggle to come to the office and yet you are just sleeping because you can do nothing. Where you really want to go somewhere and achieve something and yet you are locked in your room and on your sick bed. Oh yeah. But I pray that this year 2024, you and I, we will have only good health all through the year. Prophesy to somebody, my brother. Say, this year, you will enjoy good health all throughout. You will not break down. Say, this your body will not break down. will not disappoint you, will not break down. From January to December, you will abide in good health, in vitality, all through the year. Say, receive it now. Clap your two hands together for them. God sent me here tonight to speak into your life against sickness. Fire. Because I have realized that most of the times we don't pray against sickness. But sickness is very, very bad. Last year I experienced it myself. I realized that no matter how good you are, if you are sick, you can't do anything. No matter the good plans you have. And I realized that we don't really pray against sickness. We only pray against the witch. But what the witch cannot do, your body will do it. What a witch can do, if a witch cannot stop you, when you become sick, your malaria will stop you. True or not true? But we only pray against the witch, and we forget that there is a spirit called sickness that we must pray against and we must watch against. So this year, in these 14 days, among the many things we are looking for the journey, one of the things we should not forget to ask God is good health. That's one of the things we should not forget. Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. 3 John 1 verse 2. Strength for the journey. 3 John 1 verse 2. It is biblical. The Bible says that, brethren, I wish above all things that you may prosper. Tell somebody you will prosper this year. But you see, he did not end at that place. He says, and be in... Come on, are you reading with me? Let's all read one go. One go. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Amen. So Paul is speaking to the children of God and is telling them that God wants you to prosper, and not just in your pocket, not just in your spiritual life, but also in your body. Because if you don't prosper in your body and you are sick, you cannot pray your hours of prayer. You cannot read your Bible even though you want to read. You cannot use the money and enjoy prosperity even though God wants you to prosper. So this year, the three things that I desire for you is that spiritually you will be sound. And that in your pocket, in your business, you will be okay. But also in your body, you will be strong. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Every sickness the devil is packaging for you in any month of the year, I command it to be arrested. I command it to be arrested. I command it to be seized. And I cancel it by the blood of Jesus. Receive it right now. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. So every journey in this life is at the mercy of your strength. If you are not strong, you cannot embark on any journey. Where there is no strength, the journey can be over before it begins. Where there is no strength, your journey can be over. Imagine you get admission and you are sick. You can't go. Oh yeah. You can't go. You can't go. There is somebody that got a chance to marry. When a person got a chance to marry, let's say in matters of months, the person is supposed to marry. But upon introducing the person to family members and others, everybody realized that this person you are bringing is sick. Then investigation started. As I'm talking to you now, the marriage is at a standstill. Sickness can rob you of the goodness of God. Yare. Ebeti mi ama nyamini nyamini o mapo wo ma ebebo. Awari anka ebebasu in March. Ya buegu esa yare enti. Is it sickness can destroy your admission? There's this gentleman who went to school and for a whole semester he has been sick and sick and sick and sick and sick. that he could not make the grace that he's very intelligent, but he could not make the grace that he's supposed to make. He could not achieve the things that he wanted to achieve. Sickness will stop you where the devil can't stop you. That is why the Bible says that Jesus did not only come to take away our sin, but also take away our sickness. So when you are dealing with sin, also deal with sickness. Tell somebody, when you are dealing with sin, deal also with sickness. Because no matter how great you are, sickness can stop you, just as sin can stop you. But this year, God will give you divine strength. God will give you divine ability. Your organs and your cells will not give up. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Why you need strength and good health? Why do you need strength and good health? I didn't tell you that we here, apomudin this year. Any apomudin this year. Why do you need it? Number one, health or strength are needed in order to serve God fully without distraction. So when you have pomudia, unto me some nyan kopon, say the opposite of some no. Without distraction. Ever distracted? You are really distracted. Time has to stop a class for you, Pesel Copans, or Apomudinti, unto me. Time has to pass out, sorry, bomb pie. Time has to when you go so. It's like one deep all the best as they be one a bomb pie. It be near. Sickness can distract you from serving God. You can't say God unto me some young couple are unia pomuding. And untina Paul say me wish Amao say you will be in good health. I wish that you will be in good health. Because you can't serve God minus good health. You cannot. If you are sick, you think you'll be here playing instrument. Never. You can't. No matter how well you think you can play, you can't. If you are sick, you can't climb the stairs to come to church. If you are sick, you can't pick your Bible to read. As a pastor, if I am sick, no matter how I love you, I cannot come and preach to you. Sickness is against service of God. So God wants us to be healthy. God wants us to be okay in our body. It is the devil that wants us to be sick. When he realizes that he cannot stop you with several things, he will try to stop you with sickness. But this year, you will overcome in Jesus' name. Listen, ejuma na na mi ye no ni amede ma no kanu me ka u just one e ye ho amao. And yet dia na me ba be bom pai amao. When I'm speaking, I come with my angels. Once I say it, they come to you. So if you believe it, you are securing your good health from today. So we'll cross 31st without visiting any hospital. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Mark chapter 12 verse 29 and 30. Mark chapter 12 verse 29 and 30. Look at what the Bible says. It says that, and Jesus answered, you just go to verse 30 quickly. Just move to the verse 30. It says, for you shall love the Lord thy God, or you shall serve the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. You can serve God only with your strength. Without strength, you can't serve God. Amen. 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 And you must understand that. That is why the Bible says that for none shall say in the land that I am sick. None shall say. That means that in Zion, none shall say I am sick. God's plan is that among the church members, nobody will say I'm sick. That's God's plan. That's God's plan. That's God's plan. That amongst us, none of us will be sick. So anytime there is sickness, the devil is at work. I hear what I'm saying. And we must fight it with everything that we have. Because the devil can stop us. Do you know that a lot of people are poor today because of sickness? The woman in the Bible, for 12 years, she was bleeding. She spent all her money from hospital to hospital. Let me tell you, sickness can drain your money more than a car. Sickness. Obun sam pomo dia the sickness too be also and as will be a ben also a very few sick in a best okay. It's a demon. And you must hate sickness with all your heart. I'm telling you. I don't like it at all because I've seen what sickness has done to people, and I've seen what sickness can do to you. So you must hate sickness with your heart. You must pray against it. You must always ask God for good health. Because you are able to die soon in every come. O gift, o talent. Say a destiny then a beca. Say a first say a beca. But this year you overcome. No demon will wipe out your finances with sickness. Your children will not be sick in order to wipe away your finances. You yourself will not spend money from hospital to hospital. The Lord will protect your parents because of you. Some of you need to cap and mammy yare. Who needs cap and our papa yare? Who needs cap and our maybe your pen will yare? Near your true sickening now. I cancel that cycle in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands together for that. I told you about that woman last week. Me catch her for some mamina. Offer me an or can I say much me? Oh, yes, kaka crape na a dumbo abaniso. Near the ninam or best sinisike na sikani sapena article. Now I know ma. Oh, shall we? It's demonic. It's demonic. When something want Jim. So as I was praying for her, and I'm a dear menina and I'm in a cousin of Chem is there. Where were cop bosom so? You did not cop bosom so. If you honor Sahum be running, and I'm a giant problem, I'm beside the mammy. You're missing me, Miss Al. 5 years ago, you do call baby, if I now call before the woman was now telling me the story, say, Ampa, you did me call. Say, if from that day, you know, say, Ampa, it was after me call, you did me call Sahono, and I say, I really started here. It's an obunsant meeting with Jimu. So what in America na say? Me find the agro. O fa no fever kwa. But bibi beti me ashase. Oh yeah. What the o fever kakra ti wana na o chese kan. Where a fever? No, haven't you heard that before? Oh yeah, there are people they get high fever no a chese kan. Now who be me ba be waro. Now high fever kakra ba e wa chese kan. Now across wa waro. What are you talking about? Yeah, but we're all known. We charge your boyfriend. You need any in that for any now epilepsy. We should be worried. It's demonic. I'm trying to make you understand. Say, Obunsam said that the tomb for first to the yard here or the third nyoma, and you will not know it. But we will now go school for two exams. Far now, yari, and until we failure, and now turn the other class. It's okay, I'm okay. Those days, do exams with pan, oh, yari. Now I'm fine, okay, I say, oh, in tuntum, nario, in tuntum. Where in tuntum with agenda? Amen. Listen to me. I know the things that people are going through. A banner, affliction, or when somebody are talking for so. But tonight, maybe do any more bonfire. Come out of your heart. You will not bonfire. Because you see, sometimes we are January, we are strong. It's in American, as I'm found, or maybe by say, Baba, send Combia Mammy, Nami to 2 days. Who named me a Dow Chen July? Who named me a Chen September? Who named me Arabia Bounds, the Utibet Piles, the o de ko be bia hu problem te bia utimu jous a untimi kan ne djuma ye be mo abetine bia where are the path? I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Obi bia wa me di unu Yesu mojem do unu ajisi mojem say aro bia ra ye be 2 by day and aye be 2 by night ya re bia ra ye be hueku from him e de bia ra o de me bomb pa say e ma ne ma o soda e ma sa ya re no e ma o soda. A master demon or allocate order. Because you see, they can stop all your plans. Yeah. Can stop all your plans. They can stop all your plans. There was this gentleman who was about to travel. He was about to travel. And Okoye test, you saw hepatitis C who said then. It's very, very dangerous. And don't you know? Yeah, man in too quiet. And obey whom me? Or a church member? Me boni didn't ya? And I'm a bonfire man of conscience. I prayed with him. I said, go. I said, go again. Then he went. When he went, they ran the test. The thing has disappeared. As I'm talking to you now, he's gone. Any demon that will put any sickness on you, in order to stop your progress, I command that sickness backfire. I command that sickness backfire. Hallelujah. That is why they do, you see, that's why they do tests. That's why they do tests. A certain auntie, she was going to one of these government appointment staff, like the soldier, police, immigration, those kind of things. She was being appointed for training. And there's Okoye Medicals. Okoye Medicals, no, was failing Yare Womb. She never heard from them. Then she came to tell me. Then we had to pray. After we prayed, she was called back again that she should come for another test. When she went, she passed. Today she is in the service. I will not mention the service so that you connect to what I'm talking about. Kokonsa. No, no, are you getting what I'm trying to say? You can't work because the moment your business starts working, you know, you are sick. Then you'll be home. Where can you be at your customers in now? See, every sickness that is hanging in the atmosphere waiting to strike me, I command you to backfire. You see, there are some sicknesses that are connected to families. You are connected to a busia. Let me tell you something. There was this man who went in the family. Papa no, nyami insa wanizuo. Nyami insa wanizuo, but bilibinti wintimea manifeste ni sofu dieniye. Ena obidini ko awoyo squad nimu. And I didn't call Omo National Camp ne water radio said eno. And I didn't call Eponano Ohunioma bibri e woni se mane beka. And I'm some beboa no. Oba e nesan se na enye no no ope odin se e beboa no kwa papa so. No nim se se sa asori no Eponas e free. Ohun spirits no be fi no. And obeka e. From that time, and I a damn home to see Niso. It's chilling with ye. Yamanim pie, upi a cause confusion. But still look at the Bible, upichi. A new one of five no do ye. Now, and son of Bewuno, and a revelation in PSA, baby stay sitting in any coy. And as I are no ababetoniso. Ain't he? What happened was that name Manibi. Oh, you're very, very spiritual. A bonpire. A ya country. For ni papa. If I didn't know me papa's idea, we are banished all of a sudden. Oh, yeah, country. And me being in me. And who in the realm of the spirit. Now, mami bi oya will use for 18 in Suano. And you kita cap. And I share so no make enchantment. And okay, say Saya railway free to set a bear wako cantino. Saya railway bow the free swa. I be call ma ninaso. That was the proclamation. And of born in mammy, you know, Boba or Papa no matri, but or Boba or Bobema Babu. And I uja niayem penasem. That was the story. Now after the man died. A year after, Nibano Enso, as I saw yari, niti, a pine is a call hospital yesterday, then throat, then I did be saying minimum, and then I can see na just a man reasons, but who be at any doctor's no moon. Your money drew wakoye surgery, ye year at the end of steel. Like that. So there are sicknesses that are connected to family. You will not know. Bibia a hangi fee. Ebiane diabetes. It happens to all your aunties. It happens to everybody. Ebiane asthma. There are families like that. Obia or asthma. Oh, you've not seen such families. I know families like that. And that is why, as a child of God, men kasa enewa hunding. You must pray against family related diseases like obesity, obolo, that can kill. It killed your mother. You are joking with it. It can kill you. If it's a family thing. Heart attack. Killed your father. You are joking with it. Stroke. Came upon. You know that we will stroke. Now you are a young man. You must be making covenant with God against the spirit. Are you getting what I'm saying? Don't wait till you get to that age. I soak you into the blood of Jesus. That every disease that is connected to your family, that is connected to your generation, I command that today you are delivered. You are delivered. You are set free so that you can serve God. Clap your two hands for the Lord. So that you can serve God. Amen. Number two. Health and strength are needed for victory in conflict and avoiding fainting in adversity. Good health is needed for victory in battle. Without good health, you cannot have victory. Our spiritual battles. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. Bible says that in the day of adversity, you will faint if your strength is small. Thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Se unia pomudia ada assembly betu no wanche ya obe femewu. Sanse unia pomudin. But I pray that may you be victorious this year because you have good health. Say this year I'll be victorious in any battle, in any attack over my life. Because I have good health. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Number three, for speedy accomplishment in life. So good health is a factor. For speedy accomplishment. Good health. Isaiah 40:31. Bible says that he giveth strength to the weary. To them that have no might, he increases their strength. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And they shall mount up with wings as the eagle. They will run and not be weary. And they will walk and they will not faint. So when you have strength from God, good health from God, you are able to achieve in your mind without fainting. This year you will not faint. I said, this year you will not faint. You will accomplish with speed whatever you set your heart to do. You will finish your building with speed. You will go to school and complete with speed. You will get married with speed. Sickness will not stop you in the name of Jesus. Number four, for impact and exploit in life. Daniel 11:32. For impact and exploit. You are able to make impact. What means making impact? I will feel that woman. So I am software. What means yeah, my team won't come. So you're a businessman. Or business, no, a do it. Today, man, comfort won't come. It's not one yari. Who are promoting? Daniel 11:32. The last verse said, for they that know their God, they shall be strong and do exploit. It takes strength to do exploit, to make impact. This year, may you be strong. I said, this year, you will make impact in your class because you'll be strong. You will make impact in your office because you'll be strong. Your relationship will become marriage because you'll be in good health. You will make impact in your marriage because you'll be strong. Let me hear your loudest amen. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Number five, for destiny fulfillment, to reach where you are meant to be in life. To reach where you are meant to be in life. You cannot reach where you are meant to be in life unless you are strong. You can't achieve your destiny unless you are strong. How can I achieve my destiny and do the thing I'm doing if I'm sick and I'm lying down? I can't. How can you achieve your destiny if you are sick and you are just lying down? So good health and vitality helps you to achieve your destiny. That is why this year, one of the things you must pray about is consistency in your health. That you'll be constantly well. That you'll be in good health. You see, there are people who are here being chemo on Koda Hospital. Every year, Koda Hospital. Is it your second house? Other one, but is this your second house? Why should that be your story? I didn't think I was there and no air situation. You must be angry in your spirit and say, devil, I'm tired. Devil, it is enough. I cannot be taking medicine every month. Devil, it is enough. I am tired. I cannot be a victim. I am tired. You have to be tired so that God can come through for you this year. God will set you free. I said, God will set you free. I said, God will set you free. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Deuteronomy 34 verse 7. Deuteronomy 34 verse 7. Bible says that when Moses was 120 years, he was still strong. His eyes were still sharp. His eyes were sharp. He was not using spectacles. His eyes, yeah, some of us are using spectacles even at 16 years, 20 years. But the Bible says that Moses, when he was 120 years, his eyes were very sharp. He was not even using spectacles. I pray for everyone here that may God cause your health to improve from today. May your health improve from today. May you not walk as a sick person in the name of Jesus. And anybody here who have sickling cell anemia, who have sickling cell anemia, who you have AS or you have SS in your blood, I stretch forth my hands over you right now and I command that the Lord is changing your AS to AA. The Lord is changing your SS to AS or to AA. Receive it in the name of Jesus. There was a young lady who came to me in the office, was crying. She was crying because Obe may be Obeba Nabra Bumwa. Obe S Obe Warino no. Yekoye lab tester. You be say or your SS. Me on a more one day. His essence was sickling. It's in obey me be and to me worrying. You see how the devil can work? And it's not one, it's not two. At twasu sa. Unya be my papa ni ni dahu opeso worrying a pay. Sickling. I didn't know about him. I just said, Untimi nya be ma. Onuni we no ebe overshadow. That is why you must pray. That is why I'm praying that prayer. Some of you are here, you don't even know your sickling status. Mr. Nojina on just the sickling status. Is it electrophoresis or something? You don't even know it. You don't know your electrophoresis status. Unim say we AAU. Say we ASO. So your SCO, so your ACO, so your SSO, unim SSO nye free education. Mr. SS na ye can any free education no. Ye can so be a sickler any eka. Put your hands on your head. As your prophet, I stretch forth my hands over you. Every sickling tendencies in your blood, I flush it out now. Every sinking tendency that will appear in your lab reports, I command it to be changed to AA. Anybody here who doesn't even know their status, I command right now, you are changing from AS to AA. You are changing from SS to AA. From today, you will test negative. From today, you will test negative. Today, you will test negative. Receive that miracle in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands for the Lord. So sometimes people come to my office and on the day we nya beautiful sister. On the day challenge me here, we nya handsome gentleman. Now omu de nidi aba me nchen. Omu ba pe me say mun koye mu test. On me ba no mu di su. Oh yeah, it has to on my office ba. As ye ye. Me say wo so here then cause say pe I won check it. O say pe rough rough. The answer now be still be pay. Your test not so on any test. Answer now what's the pay? What's the gun for your entire idea? See, I'm near sipper, so I could call you so. I'm what's the pay? I've been missing Coco, Koyan with me, Chessy. This is another one. This is why you're old here. Oh, chimpran, so near. Oh, chimpran. It's only your test. Eh? Your friend will be sickling. Who ni mama catch it out? But you see, many people have had their SS changed to AA by the power of God. So it's possible. Say it is possible. So you can trust God now. If you realize that you have a problem and start praying about it, and you'll be shocked that God will change your status. Amen. Clap your two hands for the Lord. So what am I trying to say tonight? Tonight, whatever I'm trying to say, he said, me kasafa pomudeo, me kasafa yare ni apomudeo. Because I realize that mostly I don't talk to you about it. But sickness can do what witches can do in your life. Yeah, it can stop you. But this year, nobody here will be stopped. Pumbiebe biamao. You see, there's a gentleman, when you're juma, fine, pa. Or come here for the juma. I've just not any test, Timbra. Or no so nimni problem. And of frame. It's awful. It's a problem. Test na is even koye. Omuhu ame wu. And I'm saying, me bomb payama. Test results no end capture. Omuhu end capture. And I'm a bomb payama. And pack test results no and reveal it say, or was that problem no and then we need juma no or yeah. Ebani area in team body what that they said the panel be can. And then there problem no. So oye juma no me one can be disqualified no because of that problem no. Yes, statistic here bonfire. Memma o kwan ma wa bonfire so what that say. Oh bonfire. To the year, say Rade, Dimenim kind. Mamin Dodgy Arabiara E. Chemi at any junction. Mami escaping. Now say Yarebi so a Heidi womini pivim. Yarebi air building a mumubu onuma. Sugar diabetes at the air building. The problem is that you instead of pet test, yeah. Africa man. Just here, Yare. Unim sugar level, unim o blood level, o alcohol level po unim. Unim o bibia. Chana o chegum. Chegum za. Unim o level. Chana o chegum. Yeah, young man, unim o alcohol level, chana o chegum. Yebu di visa. Now we are going to pray. Secrets of health and strength for the journey. How will you get good health for this year? Number one, through the word of God. Kwanye fasu nya pomudin for afi. Number one, through nyamiasem. Nyamiasem edi apomudin ebreni ma. It is one of the ways are. Ye nya pomudin enam nyame asem so se dia me preachi nkofo ono ma asem a me kanu e sa won yare e mo mo pomudin e mo mo ahonten
against the Arabia ebepese ebebo omoso. Ka amen. Proverbs 4 verse 20 to 22. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20 to 22. Let's be fast so that we can pray now. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 20 to 22. Say, my son, pay attention to my words. Incline your ears unto my sayings. What will we get if we hear the word of God or read the word of God? Let not your eyes depart from, let it not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. What will be the profit? 22. For they are life to those who find them. See, Nyamia Semno, am I in Quatinting? Nyamia Semno, am I in Quatinting? The word of God gives us long life and good life. So anytime you open the Bible, you are listening, you are receiving, or you are reading, you are receiving life. Anytime you come to church, you are receiving life. For they are life unto those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Na emomu omu body is to apomudin. Nyamias them Bible say, am I embody apomudin? Sans a nami boy on am not sem soon of the boy. It's the enye APC. Panadols, Ramadols, and yeah, no pe Gibdor, and yeah, Gibdor, pe. There's that Gibdor, and yeah, Gibdor, pe, and yeah, para, Namia Sem, San Yang Mia Semino, and on a semano, it's me Kasegu Obibiara or T. Adam has this here. Ah, or Yari Yari secret be. Se Nyamia Sem Edi healing Ebre ye flesh. And yes, Sia Sobe Jedia. Mestresse Nyankopon healing power. Embora Musesia. Nyankopon Ayarisa Tumeno. Embora Musesia. Nyankopon Ayarisa Tumeno. Embora Musesia. Baby Piara Yaria se and searching. And search it, and search it, then heal it, and search it, then heal it, and search it, then heal it. In the name of Jesus, I declare you are healed right now. You are healed right now. You are healed right now. By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. I declare the manifestation of your healing. Every pain in your body is living in the name of Jesus. Receive it with your loudest amen. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Number two is when we serve God. Exodus 23 verse 25. Yesum nyankopon ayenya ayarisa ene apomuden. Exodus 23 verse 25. Ya de emre ya ho onden esum nyankopon a one of infasudia Bible si enya no eya apomuden. You shall serve the Lord and he shall bless your bread and your water and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Says he will take sickness out of our lives. From today, every sickness in you is taken away. As I'm declaring, it's happening in the name of Jesus. Every sickness in you is being taken away. So you see, there was a woman who was suffering from blindness. And she read this scripture. Her pastor preached about this scripture. Like I'm preaching. That when you serve God, God can heal you. Then she decided to be winning souls. To be preaching in bars. So they will hold their hands. Then she'll join the bus. Then she'll stand there and she'll be preaching the gospel of Jesus. Then yeah, then asani no call next bus. Or yes, for about 3 months. One of the days as she was preaching, her eyes pop open. Yeah, clap your hands for the Lord. Healing by serving God. When I was born a stammerer. Stammering is a problem in my family. Stammering. My father's side, my mother's side. In my family. Me too, when they gave birth to my uncle, my grandfather, like, it's a normal thing. So when I was born, I was also a stammerer. After the age of 10 years, I was a very, very known stammerer. It's not like it was a hidden one. It's the one that when I'm talking, I have to strike the floor with my leg. Have you seen those type of stammering before? It's not the normal one. It's very serious.
Now, how come I'm speaking like this? How come I'm speaking like this? Am I speaking like someone who stammers? But I'm telling you that the last time I remember I was a stammerer, I was 10 years old. How did I get my healing? How am I speaking like Akko Parrot? When I even say it, you will not even believe it. But if you meet my mother, those of you who know my mother, anytime she comes there, ask her. Anytime you see any of my sisters, ask them. In fact, they used to laugh at me. Because of that, Nama Kuma was super. Yeah. Every little thing, I was saying, because he ain't mean Kasa. So what I say? It was as bad as that. There you are laughing at mine. But you are not saying yours. It was serious. That was my problem. But when I say it now, you will not believe it. Because now I'm speaking. Come speaking, rhyming, say all sort of things. But that was my problem. So, one time my mother asked me a question. Said, why is you very suffering? Better this of now we are. My mother asked me that question. Mommy, why is the home comes to ask, oh, be this of, be this of, be this of? Like, where did this of now? Where did this of God or demon just here? Amen. But am I not preaching? Am I not a pastor as of now? Am I not teaching? Don't I speak well? No sickness can cripple you down. I said, no sickness can stop your destiny. Do you know how I became healed? I started reading Bible for a certain woman. Me kind Bible. Ye chere me see the kind chi Bible. So D4 Babi. Me na me kind Bible man wo doko. Me na me kind Bible. Me starting ko first streaming. Anamikai. Koso. Tres them say, Yohani humabako. Yimwe mi ensa. Bible say. I was serving God. Working for the woman. Around the ages of 10, I tell me, 10, 11. Now, me, Nima, sorry, be a Minamin Kwa, sorry. Because Methodist na, yebo misu, but the whole family is Methodist. So, but now, Obian Kwa, sorry, so. But I was reading for this woman and struggling. Then she will carry me 4 o'clock. Obe bomi demu, nami mami an yaneme, nami pie, nami dimiti an umachi 4 o'clock. Ye ko preachi. O preachi kaka no akademi su mi preachi. Misu na mi pudu doe. Onya fa huma yesu. Jesus the back. I was preaching. I kept preaching. Kept reading. And today I'm still preaching and reading. And I can't tell who be some said that Ben and Ami Sammy are mean to me to say, oh, but I mean him say, now me preaching. And that man can't tell us that me who's who would die. That person who said, I'm a nuclear, said, I'm a bufu. Semi bufu, they say, I want to make a That's how to know I'm angry. Me bufu, they say, I want to make a thema. Now he said, I was saying, Sanuko. Amen. Hallelujah. That is what the Bible says. It says, when you serve God, He will take sickness from your midst. So listen to me. In order for you not to be sick this year, decide that you are going to serve God. Eh? Not just coming to church with your time. Go for evangelism. Sweep the church. Clean the church. As you are doing, say, Lord, adia miye, medici apomudin. Ewurade ade ami ye me di me healing. Say wo ye ma sofo a wo so ye ma me. What them say is yes some will practically ni emre ni a timer. Wo nyankopɔ bet wo be fa yare afri ye ntem. Te Ewurade sa yare aba me so Ewurade fe firi me so. Ewurade fe firi me so. Zen want ya say me po me ye na me nim sa scripture we. Me na me nim. But all of a sudden I can realize that I'm healed. So when I see anybody who is stammering, I remember I know the person can also be healed. The person can also be healed. So I want you to keep serving God. Tell somebody, serve the Lord in the church. Tell him, serve God in this church. As you are serving God, that sickness will disappear. That issue will disappear. Amen. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Then the last one is purity, holiness. Everybody say holiness. One of the ways that sickness comes to us is when we are walking in sin. When Saul started walking in sin, Bible says that spirit of madness entered into him and he became sick mentally. He became sick. When Jesus healed someone in John 5 verse 14, the blind man, he told him, if you go in sin, worse than this sickness will come on you. That means that sickness comes on people when they are sinning. Yarebi ohonuma edobi so nti e baaye no esan jaman bia na okoboy. Esan obi a oni ne ko have affair. Ena yare no ewura ni mu. When you are sinning, the devil can put sickness on you. Tell somebody when you are sinning, the devil can put sickness on you. Sa o ye boni a obunsam to me enya ho kwan e de yare to so. And I said, Nyami Bambo, if you, God's presence lives. It's once God's presence lives, evil spirits can come. That's when you see that you were okay. You started sleeping with a certain girl. All of a sudden now, a certain sickness has affected, not sexually transmitted, but different sickness. And you don't know how it came. You see, there are people who were healed. Then they went back to go and sin. And Jesus said that more will come. So, there are people that I can pray for, they will become healed. But if they go and they start sinning, God can make that sickness come back. And so, you see that they were healed. They saw that they were healed. They even testified, oh, I'm healed. I can see now. Then tomorrow, their eyes are gone back. I'm healed. My problem is, then tomorrow, the problem is back. Jesus said it. He said the sickness can come back if you go to sin. So you have to be very careful. You have to be very, very careful. But the fact that you are healed does not mean you go and live anyhow. The devil is looking for you. But I pray that every sickness the devil wants to bring back into your life, I reject it in Jesus' name. We reject it in Jesus' name. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.